This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show. Election 2020, the day after.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
When will we know the winner of the presidential election?
We're feeling real good about Wisconsin and Michigan. And by the way, it's going to take time to count the votes. We're going to win Pennsylvania.
Who will our next president be? Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Blue wave. What happened to the blue wave? What happened to the 90% probability that Joe Biden was going to take, I don't know, Florida, Texas? What happened to the Senate gaining Democrat Party control? You mean they even picked up, Republicans picked up seats in the House? In Nancy Pelosi's House? Holy cow. What a great day to be a Republican. What a great day to be an American. You know, establishment Republicans are incapable of being as excited as you and I are. You know why? Because they don't recognize this party. They don't recognize a fight. They don't recognize Latinos, blacks, working class people going to the polls and rejecting the prediction that Democrats were going to sweep across America with a big blue tsunami last night. Guess what? It didn't happen. And they're livid. Right now, Democrats, never Trumpers, progressives, radical activists, Democrat political operatives, they're all mortified. They don't know what went wrong. They were so sure. Look at all the polls. How'd you like to be a pollster in America? What's Quinnipiac going to do now that they were so confoundingly wrong? Maybe they can open up an ice cream stand out there at Quinnipiac in Connecticut or wherever they are. Hey, New York Times, didn't you say Trump had a 90% chance of losing Florida? Was it 90%? Wow. Now we got six states that are out: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. By my math, the president needs four of those states, and it's doable. He's got leads in about half of them right now. Who knows? It's too early. It's tight. Whatever happens with the presidency, they were wrong again. They were wrong again. Flat out. Listen to Jake Tapper last night. This is great. Did you know, if you've ever suffered through 5 minutes on CNN, did you know that a big Biden win was really a pipe dream? That's what Jake Tapper is now. That's the tune he's now singing over on CNN.
Although the Biden people, we should say, have not conceded any Florida or Georgia or North Carolina, and they feel very good. They still feel good about North Carolina. They still feel very, very positive about Arizona and the blue wall. But it's just not going to be, as some Democrats were hoping for, that they thought it was going to be an early landslide, which was really always a pipe dream.
Oh, was it always a pipe dream, Jake? I thought that's what you all were telling us was going to happen, that it was going to be a big, big blue wave, big blue tsunami. Look at these victories. North Carolina, this kid who's 25 years old. I got socks older than Madison Cawthorn. He wins. Look at, speaking of the Carolinas, South Carolina. Big House win for Nancy Mace, a big shocker, big shocker. She was the coalition's director for President Trump's 2016 campaign. She beat Joe Cunningham, big, big defeat. Lindsey Graham. You know how much money Jamie Harrison and the PACs and the Never Trumpers and all those people spent trying to defeat Lindsey Graham? You know, Matt, How about the deceptive lies and the dirty tricks that Jamie Harrison pulled? Lindsey Graham crushed him. Wasn't even close. Susan Collins in Maine. You know how much money they poured into Maine to try to defeat Susan Collins? Wasn't even close in Kentucky. Mitch McConnell. You know how many millions they poured into that race to try to defeat Mitch McConnell? I mean, Kansas? John Cornyn in Texas, you know how much money they poured into Texas? They lost, and it is a great day for the Republican Party, the new Trump-led Republican Party. Welcome into the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios, our post-election, and of course, we got an election overtime going on in the presidential race. It's neck and neck. Biden right now, if you're just joining us and you don't know the numbers, he's holding at 238 electoral votes. Trump is at 213. They're close. They're within a couple of million again with the popular vote. It looks eerily like 2016. It's very close. Got six states left. It's too early, they say, to call Pennsylvania. Trump has a comfortable lead right now in Pennsylvania. My producer thinks Trump needs Wisconsin. I disagree. Doesn't need Wisconsin. He needs four of the six, essentially. He needs Georgia. He needs North Carolina. He needs Michigan. He needs Pennsylvania. He wins. You know, you could get all... And listen, crunch some numbers with me. Join me, because I want your analysis. 1-800-655-MIKE. Other than a couple of guests I want to reach out to today, we're trying to get Senator Lindsey Graham. That one is pretty special, because I've known Senator Graham for a long time, and I know people have been frustrated. Doggone it. He was brilliant with Amy Coney Barrett, and he fought hard for Brett Kavanaugh. And the Supreme Court, which might be in play with this election dispute with the six remaining states and the attempt to prolong the election, and the president, make no mistake, He's livid. He's ticked. Supreme Court with Amy Coney Barrett. I like our chances there. And Lindsey Graham played a powerful role in that. And we're going to try to get Lindsey Graham on the show if at all possible today. So Lindsey Graham was Lindsey Graham. He was very gracious last night with Jamie Harrison. Not everybody loves that. That's Lindsey Graham. I mean, he was fighting. He was pleading for money, for donations. A lot of people gave it to him, and guess what? He won. And I kind of like that. Not everybody's going to like that about Lindsey. That's all right. That's all right. Let them be nasty. Let them be mean-spirited. Trust me, they are suffering. The left suffering from a major, major hangover today. It was a great night for us on many levels. I would have liked to have seen the presidency wrapped up as well. It's not to be. We're in election overtime. Be calm. Don't be rage-filled. Be optimistic and be grateful that there was no blue wave. Be grateful that the media got it wrong again, looking like the clowns they are. Be grateful that the pollsters were as wrong as ever. Guess what? It's a good day to be a Republican. Here's our number, 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We've got a lot to digest today. Maybe some breaking news during the show. Keep it right here on this Wednesday, November 4th episode of The Mike Gallagher Show.
I look at the epic turnout of the Trump rallies, the boat parades, the caravans, the crowds. There's no way that it can be this close without massive fraud. No way.
Hey, Mike, what was that Hillary Clinton said about not conceding under any circumstances? Take care.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why Biden ran to the stage stupidly, to say nothing 5 minutes from his house in Wilmington, Delaware, racing to, hello, everybody, we're going to win this thing. We weren't expecting Arizona. It's all they had was Arizona. People are calling and texting about Michigan. Let me assure you, listen, give Biden Michigan. I don't know what's going to happen in Michigan. Here's where we are right now in Michigan. But let me go through the math for you for just one moment for those of you nervous, nervous folks about Michigan. Michigan has 16 electoral votes. 90% of the vote is in right now. Right now it's neck and neck. Trump is slightly up in Michigan, 49.3% of the vote. Biden has 49.1% of the vote. And according to, as I understand it, a lot of these votes that have not been counted yet come from Detroit. It's likely to go Democrat. Fine. Give Biden Michigan. I like Pennsylvania for Trump. I like Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia. Let's say the president takes Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia. Biden wins Michigan. Biden gets Nevada. President Trump wins. That's 61. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia. He's got 61 electoral college votes. That gives him 61. That gives him 270. Is 61, 70. That gives him 274 electoral college votes. He needs 270. I like our chances. I like our chances. If Biden takes three or four of those, Biden's going to win. I don't know that he will. But again, the presidency is on the line. There's no question about it. Don't take your eye off the ball. They told us there'd be a big blue wave. They told us that they were going to get control of the Senate. They told us they were going to clobber Republicans in the House. Democrats are shocked at the Republican gains in the House races. They're stunned at the strength of the Senate. It was a disaster for Democrats in Washington. There's no other way to look at it. That's the truth. And anything else you hear, anybody who sounds tired and, well, I don't know, maybe Biden, it was a great night for Republicans. And challenge me. Challenge me. Maybe he doesn't take Wisconsin. All right. So he takes Pennsylvania, 20. North Carolina, 15. Georgia, 16. Nevada, 6. I mean, it's 4 out of 6 states. It's a heavy lift. And guess what? All of this was a heavy lift because the whole universe was thrown at this one man. Even COVID tried to take him down, and he would not be stopped. 800-655-MIKE. Let's get a lot of voices in here. I don't want a bunch of normal pundits because, you know what? I don't trust any of them. There's only, you know who I trust? I trust Tucker Carlson. That's about it. Fox News was a disgrace last night. They were a disaster, and everybody knows it. And they're calling Arizona with 1 million votes out. None of it makes any sense. They wouldn't call Florida on Fox News. Britt Hume is stammering and sounding like he was lost all night. Forget it. Forget. You know who I trust? You. 1-800-655-MIKE. You be the punditry that we need to hear in America right now. 800-655-6453. One open phone line for you. Here's Kenny. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike, and he's going to win this great state of Georgia. Just to update, you said 90% for Michigan was counted. It's over 99%, and Trump has a 9,500 vote lead over Joe Biden.
Georgia right now, what I've got is Georgia has 94% of the vote is in. I've got Trump ahead, 2,380,000. Biden's got 2,278,000. I like Georgia a lot for President Trump, a lot.
Yeah, I do. And I think we need to update that thing in Michigan because there's 99% of the votes are in.
I'll double check that. I'll check that because I think I don't know that that's correct, but I'll get it. We'll get it real quick because Derek might have given me some. We're keeping up with these because some of these are changing as we go. So we'll do our best. But you know what? It was a great night last night. A bad night for the swamp, Kenny. Terrible night for the swamp.
Darn right. Go America.
Thank you. Go America. Amen, Kenny. Thank you. One open line, 800-655-6453. Welcome in. Let's get your voice. I want to get you checking in and check in from the states that are in play for the president. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia. Join us. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Mike Gallagher Show.
The day after Election Day 2020.
Democrats, these Senate races, and just how badly they performed and why.
Democrats in Washington are waking up to an abject disaster, and there's no other way to explain this. Republicans are going to net seats in the House of Representatives.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
So I want to make sure Michigan's all over the map right now. There's a lot of confusion about Michigan. The Detroit News is reporting 88% of the precincts are in with unofficial results, and they're claiming that Biden just took the lead moments ago in Michigan. That's according to the Detroit News. The Associated Press is reporting Michigan has 94% in. Nobody really, I don't think anybody has 99%. For some reason, people are throwing around 99% in Michigan, and we don't see that anywhere. Associated Press says 94%. Fox News says 94%. This is in real time. And the Detroit News is claiming 88%. It's close. It's tight. And it's anybody's guess. 800-655-MIKE. Let's talk to Shelley in Michigan. Hey, Shelley, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. What are you thinking about your state?
I still think he can pull this out. He won last time by about 10,000 votes. There's still a lot of absentee ballots that they're counting today. They said they'll be done by tonight. I'm positive. I don't know one person that voted for Biden. Not one. Even some of my staunch Democrat friends, switched to Trump. So all I can tell people is pray, pray, pray that this comes out for Trump, because I'm not ready for a Biden presidency.
No, none of us are. And we pray that that won't happen. But the good news is he won't have the tools to do the court packing if he were to win. If somehow he pulls it out and he limps across the finish line, he doesn't pack the court. He has a feisty, loyal opposition in the United States Senate. There won't be a blank check to destroy this country. That was what kept me up at night. I never said that out loud. I didn't want to say it. Had a lot of reason for some cautious optimism, and I still do. But of course, what kept me up at night, and how can you not be impacted if you consume the media? They were insisting there was a real good chance for a big blue wave. A big, big blue tsunami. People were going to reject Trump. Guess what? Americans didn't reject Trump. Hispanics don't like him at all. Guess what? Big Hispanic turnout, particularly in Miami-Dade, Florida. Here in Florida, my gosh, it was a thumping. Way to go, Mike Bloomberg. How's your $100 million investment in defeating the president in Florida going for you? Big, big win for the president. When they called Florida early, I thought, all right, game on. It's looking good. Looking pretty good. 800-655-MIKE. John's in the state of Pennsylvania. All eyes also on Pennsylvania right now. The latest we have, again, they've got 20 electoral votes, but only 64% of the vote is in that we have right now, and Trump in a comfortable lead. Hey, John, what do you think about your state?
Hey, Mike. Trump is going to take it. I went out and voted. Everybody that was out voting in person was voting for Trump. Not only did we vote for Trump, I'm also a mail carrier, for the United States Postal Service, and I picked up maybe 20 mail-in ballots out of about 400 houses. So why would they not call Pennsylvania yet?
Well, they're not going to. Why wouldn't Fox even call Florida last night? The media was in such bad shape last night, and they just, again, they were shocked. There's Donna Brazile just shocked on Fox News. CNN, they were tearful, practically in tears. Van Jones, remember Van Jones, who came apart on TV 4 years ago? We just saw a white lash, you know, that those despicable comments. And, you know, hey, maybe he's a nice guy. He was in a lot of pain again last night on CNN. Van Jones, cut eight. He was in a lot of pain last night on CNN, I say.
I think a lot of Democrats are hurt tonight. I think there's a lot of hurt out there. There's a moral victory and there's a political victory. They're not the same, they're not the same thing. The political victory still may come. But I think for people who saw babies being snatched away from their mothers at the border, for people who are sending their kids into schools where the N-word is now being used against them, for people who have seen this wave of intolerance, they wanted a moral victory tonight. We wanted to see a repudiation of this direction for the country. And the fact that it's this close, I think, it hurts. It just hurts.
And, of course, the Van Joneses of the world have no idea how much it hurts for a Republican to be told that you represent the N-word being hurled at black kids and babies snatched from their mamas. They don't even think about that. It's all in their bubble. The left, it's just all about their feelings and nobody else's. No decent person wants a child called the N-word. No decent person wants children snatched from their mothers. That tired old canard. Hey, guess what? Go look up the cages that the Obama administration constructed, Van Jones. Go ahead and try to defend that. Guess what? Pathetic. Pathetic. But that's where they are today. That's why you should feel good. Don't equivocate here. Don't even feel like there's a need to wonder how good it should feel for America. They lost in many ways. Hundreds of millions of dollars, the money they poured into these races. They were so confident they were gonna topple Mitch McConnell, because how dare he be so effective with the Supreme Court. They were so sure that Hager was going to beat John Cornyn in Texas. They were so sure Susan Collins was going down. They were so sure the Democrat Mo Davis was going to win in North Carolina's 11th district. Nope. They were so sure that Barbara Bollier in Kansas was going to beat Roger Marshall. Nope. Representative Roger Marshall, big win there. I mean, it was a big, big night. Still is. 800-655-MIKE. Dave's also in Michigan here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Mike. Listen, yesterday morning, an hour before the polls opened, there had to be at least 150 people standing in line. Everybody had their MAGA hats on. Everybody was talking. We were all Trump supporters. Going up and down the street in the different districts that I have to drive through, how the turnout cannot be in Trump's favor is beyond me, because I live in the Macomb County, and it was nothing but Trump signs. And you're right. Listening to Fox News last night, I actually turned it off because I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Well, I mean, it was, in many ways, it was a night of, you know, I was just disappointed. I spent a lot of time there. I used to work there. Until I chose not to 4 or 5 years ago. I kind of saw what direction things were going and didn't want to do it anymore. I wanted to focus on my radio show. A lot of my colleagues, they'd run over their own mother for 3 minutes on TV. And I've been there, don't care to do it anymore. And I'm glad I wasn't there last night. I'm glad I didn't have anything to do with the TV network coverage. I'm told One American News did a great job, and I kick myself because I keep forgetting how much people love One American News Network. Here was pollster Frank Luntz Because once again, all the polls, what poll except for the guy out of Georgia, Trafalgar Group, all the polls said there was going to be a big blue wave last night. And Frank Luntz, he said it. He told Brett Baer just about a week and a half ago the following.
You know, I saw, Frank, another interview that you did, and you said that if the pollsters get it wrong this time, that it could be the end of that industry. Tell me about that.
Well, I hate to acknowledge it because that's my industry, at least partially, but the public will have no faith, no confidence. Right now, the biggest issue is a trust deficit, and pollsters did not do a good job in 2016. So if Donald Trump surprises people, if Joe Biden's got a 5 or 6 point lead and then Donald Trump wins, my profession is done. It's finished because nobody will ever trust. You can make a mistake once, Brett. You cannot make it again.
Ouch. Narrator voice. Trump surprised the pollsters again. Narrator voice. Americans shocked the world again. Narrator voice. There was no blue wave. Narrator voice, we picked up seats in the House. Narrator voice, we held the Senate. It was just a bad night for the Democratic Party. They know it. We know it. And it was an awful night for the pollsters. It was a great night for people ordering pillows. We had a record day yesterday because everybody wants this pillow. The pillow that never goes flat. The pillow you could... that you can put under your Christmas tree for somebody on your gift list. My Pillow. Portions of our show brought to you by Mike Lindell and the incredible My Pillow. I want to take a moment and focus in on the Giza Dream Sheets, because to me there's nothing better than crawling into bed with smooth, soft, comfortable sheets. Well, Mike Lindell discovered a region of the country, a region of the world rather, that produces the best cotton and leads to the best sheets on earth. They're called the Giza Dreams sheets. They are amazing. They are smooth and they are soft. They are silky smooth, and no matter how many times you wash them. And right now, and you get them in a variety of colors, you could order two sets of the Giza Dream sheets for one low price plus free shipping. The mattress topper, when you use the promo code MikeG, the mattress topper is a thing of beauty as well. It's made from the same patented fill as the MyPillow itself. 30% off. You'll also get two free standard MyPillows. It's just a great company. Of course, the pillow itself is stunning. It's just a marvel. Mike Lindell came up with this patented fill that is just it's a godsend for all of us who want a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Listener Special box. Click on that little square, and then for anything you order, be sure you enter the promo code MikeG. Save big. And thank you to everybody who's continuing to support Mike Lindell. Disappointed. That was a disappointment, no question. I was pretty excited about Minnesota, and I admit Minnesota did not turn red. It would have been a big, big shock if they had. Mike was confident. I know he's disappointed as well. But hey, you win some, you lose a few, but you win all the time with MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Coming up, we're going to get an analysis of last night's epic election and this election overtime with the presidency with our friend Andy Mangione from AMAC. Coming up.
You were right, Mike. Voting was the prize fight, and we gave it back to them in the final round. And it will be literally decided by the judges who won this election. And Trump is going to win.
I want to say I'm a viewer of yours, and I loved your station. I was very upset and sick to my stomach this morning when I woke up. until I turned your radio station on at 9 this morning, and you gave me some hope. Thank you so much. You've gave me some positive feedback.
It is fascinating to me that there are people in our business who don't seem to know, who don't know how to take the win. We had a great night. It was an abject disaster for Democrats. There's no other way to describe it. To try to, over at Hot Air, to imagine the amount of soul-searching and explaining the Democratic Party is going to have to do is absolutely dizzying. The infighting will be bloody, as it should be. Believe me, the AOCs are livid. The progressive wing of the Democrat Party is furious at the establishment Democrats. In fact, over at Hot Air, they said, we fielded text after text from Hill Democrats last night and early this morning with existential questions about their leadership and the direction of their party. We were told, as you know, over and over again, that Dems would win a dozen seats in the House. They'd knock off a whole host of Republican incumbents. It was completely wrong. Republicans beat a whole bunch of Democrat incumbents last night, and Democrats are mortified. Let's get the perspective of AMAC as portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Every Wednesday, even after an election, we talk to Andy Mangione from AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Hey, Andy, I kept hearing that seniors here in Florida were going to absolutely reject President Trump, Republicans. It was going to be a terrible night. Not so fast.
Yeah, exactly right. Not so fast. You know, we poll our members, Mike. We've got Florida is one of our biggest states. Tens of thousands of AMAC members in Florida. Sure. I don't see how anyone could have even forecast or make that kind of comment prior to the election.
I mean, they were just as wrong as can be. Not just the pollsters and not just the media. We understand the media is in the tank for the left and for Democrats. We get that. But these pollsters, my goodness, Andy. Frank Luntz said, if we get it wrong like this, like we did in 2016, we're all out of work. Well, I guess there's a lot of pollsters who are looking for a job this morning.
Absolutely. They have zero credibility. And Mike, I was nodding my head off camera when you were talking about all the good news that happened last night. Okay, now, granted, we are witnessing right now the full effect of the Democratic cheating apparatus. It's in high gear right now. But the good news is that the president forecast this. He rightly predicted it. He's going to fight it. He said this would be a contested election, and it looks like we're headed that way. But there's a bright side, Mike. The Republicans, it looks like, will hold the Senate. They could stop any potential nonsense from a potential Biden administration. There will be no court packing with a Republican-held Senate and several interesting GOP pickups in the House, as you have already noted.
And the good news is, make no mistake, the president and the Republicans have some of the finest lawyers on the planet that are on the ground in all of these states. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia. Those are the six states that are still out. They all say it's too early to call. Hey, Andy, I like our chances, and I like AMAC. I want everybody to join. If you're 50 or older, support this great organization. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com. It's $16 a year to get your AMAC senior card. GallagherForAMAC.com or call 855-624-6229, 855-624-6229. Andy Mangione, AMAC, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. God bless.
God bless. Coming up, it was really remarkable to see Tucker Carlson call out the media on Fox News last night. If you missed it, we've got that video and audio for you coming up. Don't go away. It's the day after the historic election. It's overtime with the presidential race and a good night for America. Stay with us.